Yes, I'm nervous, and that shows. I'm thankful for the delegation who chose us. I don't say this just to be filling something with words. I feel like the least among you all. I really do. I feel like there should be somebody else up here speaking, somebody else up here doing this. And we went down to Old Bethlehem, and there one of their introductory speakers got up and sang a song. I told Brent, I said, Woodrow, I was sitting beside Woodrow. I think it was at an association at Buck Branch. And he said, now, if you're an alternate introductory speaker, that's what you're supposed to be, an alternate. You're not supposed to preach very long and give all the time to the introductory speaker. So I'm going to try my best to be very brief this morning, let Brent have all the time. And I mean that, too. I prefer that he would speak to you. I have confidence in him. And the 15th chapter of the book of St. John, if you've got a Bible, I'm going to read this. This has been stirring on me for about 2 or 3 days, and you all just bear with me just for a minute. I'll try to be very brief and get out of the way this morning. Got a question for you this morning. As I look back at my own life and I sit back and reflect on about 12, some of you preached longer than probably I've even been a Christian, and that's terrifying for me to stand before you, but I can tell you this, that I thank God for the fruit that you've showed me and through this association, the life that you've lived and the way you've conducted yourself and the way you witness and the way you live your life is an example to me and to all the people who would come after you on how we should conduct our lives and how we should live. And that's been a blessing to me. God has placed some wonderful people around me from the time I got saved, from Sterling to Brumley to Woodrow to Terry, to Eddie, to Daryl. Jerry Pack, I think I've seen him. Michael. I've been surrounded with people. David Markham sitting back there. I could go on and on. The people that God has surrounded me with that I think has helped make me the person that I am today. Really, I believe that. And I want to be able to show that in my life. That's my goal, is to bear fruit. Really, to bear fruit in my life. And if you're a Christian, you understand that you should be bearing fruit in your life. Churches in our association, you should be bearing fruit. And you can't bear fruit by yourself. That's what the Scripture teaches. You can't do it in yourself. You can go out to any fruit tree that you want to do, and you can cut a branch off, and it might look alive. It might have leaves on it. Lay it at your house for about 2 or 3 days. It will wilt and it will die. Chapter 15 of the book of St. John, and starting verse 1, so you all can look at this. It says, I am the true vine. That's not up for debate. That's not up for a question. He is the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. We hardly ever preach on that. Do you understand? That's a wonderful thing. We have somebody taking care of the vineyard.
Yeah.
And God is the husbandry. And the Bible says Jesus is the true vine. And listen, he said, and my Father, he is the husband. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit. Now listen to this.
Yeah, right.
He taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth what?
Fruit.
More fruit. You see, he purges you and he makes you. Have you ever been pruned in your life? I mean, listen, it hurts.
Every time I hear that word,
it hurts, buddy. If you allow the Word of God to penetrate your life and to look down in it, if you'll be honest with yourself, there's places in your life where you can do better. There's places in your life as a church that you can do better. And I'm talking about the Mouth of Emily. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about liberty. I'm talking about Big L. I'm talking about Pat Bond. I'm talking about Pat Creek. You can do better. There's things we can do better. And if we don't wake up and realize we've got to stay attached to the vine.
Amen.
Jesus is the vine. And we're just branches of it. If we're going to bear fruit, we've got to trust in Him. Now look, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Listen to this. If there's ever a time us as an association, we need to quit arguing and quit bickering and quit laying out who's right and who's wrong. Just abide in the mind and let God move.
Amen.
Don't we have enough
chaos all around us. But to worry about what we disagree on. I don't agree with you on everything. I don't agree with you on everything. But I agree we've got to stay attached. Our association has stood for 168 years because it's been attached to the vine. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. A branch can't bear fruit of itself. It has to be attached to the vine. Except it abide in the vine. No more can you say. Except you abide in me. Listen to this. I've got a lot and I'm really hurrying. I am the vine. Listen to this. And ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
Amen.
When I preach, I'm not talking about congregation because you got so many numbers or because you got so many saved. They ought to be a goal for us. But I'm telling you, there's more just come to church on Sunday.
Amen.
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 Preach on Sunday. You're the light of the world. That whose word cannot be hid.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, that life means, buddy, you've got to be able to give life to people. And if you ain't bearing fruit, you can't give them anything. We treat the church, buddy, like it's an emergency room. You come to church because you got something wrong with you. And you want it sad put on it. And you want to go back out to it. Listen, I want it to be a rehabilitation place where you learn the Word of God. It'll change you. Somebody goes to be rehabilitated. You know what they do? You teach them things they can do when they ain't there. That'll make them stronger when they're out in the world.
Amen.
Yeah, I feel good. Look, our churches would do better. Our association would do better if we could help teach. Listen, we preach. Everybody, we're all over the place. We need to give people something that'll help them be more fruitful.
Amen.
Amen.
Preach, Paul. Come on, buddy.
How can we expect them to fight this devil if we don't give them no artillery that we use?
Amen.
I can preach for God so loved the world, and it's wonderful, and it's good. But I need something to help me fight of this good fight of faith. Now look, I know, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein, listen, you won't make God happy. Look, listen. Herein is my Father glorified that you bear what? Much fruit. Listen. As it is, some of you, buddy, you don't even have to say. I ain't talking about preaching and shouting. Right? You can bear fruit and never say a word.
That's right.
Amen.
You can walk around how you treat people. The Bible says the fruits of the Spirit, the meekness and gentleness and long suffering. If you show those things, listen, they'll know that Christ is in you.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know what you'll get? I have people in at school, and they'll say they're a Christian. Every time you have a staff meeting, every time you have a business meeting, they're always cantankerous. They're always not happy. They're always not satisfied. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. You shouldn't be mad all the time. You're saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Bless your heart.
Bless the Lord.
I'm trembling all over.
That's God, son.
Look, you know, Jesus, as an association, we've been guilty of this. I know you ain't going to amen this, son.
Somebody ain't married through God for that.
But he will.
Come
off.
Yeah.
How that low life story thing? How can he live that way? How about we judge our own selves so we won't be judged?
Yeah.
I know the Bible says by their fruit.
Yeah.
Ye shall what?
Know
them.
Yeah.
If I watch you long enough, I should see the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Amen.
And if I never do,
that's wrong.
Maybe you're not attached to the same vine.
Amen.
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 Because the vine's good, the root's good. Everything down all the way there, it's
good.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Along with the branches, brother.
How long have I been up here, though? I know you're
time.
God's
time, buddy.
It don't make any difference. We're done when you are.
Look.
Brent's going to take this time. It's okay.
You know in the book of Romans? You ever heard him talk about being grafted in?
Yeah.
I know. You ain't going there, preacher. I know you can look at this spiritually.
Preach, buddy.
You can look at it.
Come on.
I watched a video. Watched a video of somebody actually grafting in. Ever really understood what that really does?
It's hard, brother.
They take a branch.
Uh-huh. From one thing.
And they take the bud off of it at a certain time before it blooms.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that when they take that tree, yeah, and they'll cut it down to about 18 or 24 inches.
Yeah.
And it ain't got nothing there to mark. And the root's good.
Yeah.
The trunk's good. It's just going to take the branches being grafted in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
They'll take a tea and cut it in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Before they take that tea, before they cut a tea in that, they take a saw down. I watched this man do it. He cut it on one side of the box. He injured it. He cut it on this side, and he cut it on that side so he could bleed out the bottom. I'm telling you, that thing's something happened that day on Calvary. I'm not grafting it in. Let's look back to God. Now there's no Jew or no Greek, but the same Lord is rich and all, and they will call upon His name. They'll take that. Woo. They'll take that bud after they've made a tea, and they'll open it up and they'll fire that bud in. Then they fold that bark up,
yeah,
and they wrap it up,
yeah,
and then the sap starts going up,
yeah,
and it treats it like a natural branch.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
We were without God and without a hope in our lives.
Yeah.
Amen.
Like a wild olive tree, grafted in contrary to nature.
Amen.
Amen.
Because in the Bible times, what they would do, they would take a wild tree because it wouldn't bear good fruit. The wild tree, listen, that's Bible. The wild tree didn't bear good fruit, but the good tree would. And they didn't have to worry about cutting it down. So they take a good branch,
tap it into the good,
and they tap it in.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. You know what the sole purpose of that was?
Yeah.
So it bear fruit.
Amen.
Amen.
We're grafted into the vine for one sole purpose.
Amen.
To bear fruit.
Amen.
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 Why it says contrary to nature?
Yeah.
It's because he took.
Yeah, not supposed to be there, brother.
He took a good tree.
Yeah.
And grafted in the corrupt branch.
Yeah.
Now that's Bible. We were Gentiles. We were counted dogs. We had no hope. We had no promise. We were without God in this world.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
That's King.
He grafted us into a good tree.
Yeah.
Amen.
But when that sap started coming up, it gave life to that branch.
Yeah.
Now let me say this. There's a lot of young preachers. I know I'm young. I've been preaching for about 12 or 13 years, and I still feel like a novice.
Bless your heart, brother.
I've had some good people around me, though, that have helped teach me.
You've got to have that,
you know what I'm afraid we're doing? Please don't get mad or take this the wrong way.
Tell them, son. If they get mad, they'll get over it.
You know, some people can be real fruitful in their life.
Yeah.
They don't mean they're called of God to preach or be an pastors better look and take heed. Don't control me to anything. That devil's out to steal and to kill and to destroy me.
Amen.
I had some people say, slow down, buddy. Let's take your seat. Don't you get ahead. ahead of yourself, you still got to grow.
Amen.
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 Amen. Nothing
wrong with that.
They get a, I'm sorry if that offends you. But listen, you get the Bible. They get a Bible they want to go preach. And preach is everything in you. But you need some protection and growing.
You're sure.
Exactly right.
Grow in the grace.
And the knowledge.
And knowledge.
Come on.
We got trees over to the house. Pear trees. And there's one pear. We ain't been good husbandry, right there. We've not. I've tried, but I ain't done real good. We ain't been real good because it used to bear all kinds of fruit.
Yeah.
We ain't pruned it like it should, and we ain't took care of it like.
I'm sorry.
Just being honest, all right?
I'm sorry. I've been there.
Now look, we also have some little pear trees out beside our house. You know what the Alvin did this year? Took the chainsaw and cut them down. He got tired of cutting grass around them. My dad got tired of going out there getting a pear off of it, and it wasn't no good to eat. Listen, just because you look like you're bearing fruit, just because you got something hanging off of you, it's got to be hooked to the vine. You can stomp your feet and jump high as you want to, but you better be born of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
It won't prosper you if you're not.
Amen.
We need more God-fearing people to stand up with the boldness of God on and preach the word. Be it in season and out of season.
Amen.
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 But then trees. You know what they'll do? A real young tree. You plant a fruit tree. Some of the limbs on it, by the end, will just start budding out like crazy.
Yeah.
I was watching them do grapes in a vineyard, and this guy was showing how he pruned it. Some of their vines would grow 6 to 8 foot long. And it bore all kinds of grapes. You know what he did when the harvest time was over? At a certain time of season? You don't mind cut that whole 6 foot off?
Yeah.
But I thought they'd grow, and I thought they'd say, they will! But God's plan for you is to grow more fruit!
Yeah.
He cut it back so it didn't have all. He wanted that sack to get real rich, Daryl.
Yeah.
Down at the bottom of that trunk.
Yeah.
He wanted to get real good and rich. That way, buddy, that life flowing blood, it'll still keep pumping you,
Amen.
And it'll help you.
Amen.
Be more fruitful.
Amen.
Jesus done this, and I'm bringing my voice down. Look, Jesus went to a tree.
Come on.
There was a fig tree one time, and Jesus did.
Yeah.
But not that one, but the Bible says he went to one.
Yeah, didn't bear any fruit.
He wasn't bearing nothing, darling. It had no fruit on it.
Nothing at all.
And the husband of that vineyard,
what
he said, listen, Jesus has come. He said, listen, I've come out of that thing for 3 years.
Yeah.
They ain't been no fruit on it.
Yeah.
I pray that some of you.
Amen.
I pray that some of our churches, we go to church and we show up, but we're not fruitful.
Amen.
How are we going to get lost people in here if we don't go out and show the fruit of the Spirit to them? You want your church to grow? Don't try to be more of the world in. Put more of God in you and be more fruitful.
Preaching like you
are. Now listen, the Bible says,
preach the word, buddy.
He said, well, please don't make me cut it down. I'm paraphrasing, all right? I know, you can correct me later.
Yeah.
I don't mind being corrected. Don't hurt me a bit.
We need.
I can tell you this, he said, don't make me cut it down. He said, give me 1 year.
Yeah.
Give me time, I'm going to dug around it. I'm going to dig around, I'm going to fertilize it. I'm going to prop it up. I'm going to do everything I can to try to make sure that it bears fruit for next season.
Amen, brother.
He said, then if it's not,
yes, sir.
He said, then I'll cut it down.
Yeah.
And you can cut it down. I'm with that. Let me ask you a question. Are you bearing fruit?
Yeah.
Are you?
Good question.
Don't look at Vineyard Church. Don't look at this. Don't look at me. You. You, yourself. Think about this. So most of us are. We'll get puffed up. Well, he's pointing me out. Yeah, I'm more fruitful than he is. Well, good.
Yeah.
How about this? Show me.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
There you go.
Know thee. By their fruits you shall know them.
Amen.
Show me.
Amen.
Don't tell me how good you are. Don't tell me how much you love me. Show me.
Amen.
In words and in deeds.
Amen, preacher.
Show me.
Amen.
Show me I love you. Amen. By how I treat you. Amen. By how I respect you. Amen. By how I act around you.
That's right.
Amen. How about this?
Amen.
How about even how you treat them when they ain't around?
There you go.
Oh yeah, I want to hear that, dude.
Oh yeah.
They'll spend hours talking about how sorry that is, how bad that.
But if we spend half as much time worrying about everybody else and worrying about ourselves, we'd be better off.
Amen.
Be fruitful.
See?
Are you specifically you?
My church feels good, preacher. Don't criticize my church. I'm not.
Criticize my.
You know what I'm asking you to do? I'm asking you to examine. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being serious.
That's right.
It's your church, you, your body that you're in charge of. Are there humanity and equivalent and to be more fruitful?
Amen. Amen.
You can run all over the county doing things that don't matter. I tell you, be fruitful.
Amen. Amen.
Teach them how to treat one another. Right. Teach them how to love one another. Teach them how to have meekness and temperance and long suffering. Teach them the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Got to get personal to do that, brother.
Let me tell you something. Are you being fruitful?
You.
Me?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about every preacher.
Yeah.
Don't look at me and act like you're religious. I'm being honest.
Amen.
Amen.
You can pretend all you want to. God knows what
you're doing. That's right.
Amen.
There's a different acting religion and being a Christian. I can put on a shirt and a tie. I can show up at church and I can be religious and then walk out that door and live like the devil. That's no God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.